Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda in Buffalo, New York. A little dusting of snow, not like the East Coast is getting with piles of snow. We've had that already this winter, and one thing you know about Western New York is winter is not over until April sometimes. So, but welcome to the show today. You know, today is February 17th, and it's an international, actually, Random Act of Kindness Day. And it started actually in New Zealand. They use a different day, and I don't have that in my notes. But it's really kind of a worldwide phenomenon, as it were. And on February 17th, it's observed in the U.S., which is kind of neat. Random Act of Kindness is observed to encourage people to do good deeds for others, even things as simple as complimenting someone, helping a neighbor with groceries, paying for someone's coffee, or volunteering at a local charity. The purpose of this day is to inspire a ripple effect of kindness in the community and empower people to pay it forward. This, in turn, supports a positive cycle that improves community spirit, promotes empathy, and makes the world a slightly better place, one kind gesture at a time. I mean, isn't that the way you want to live? You know, random acts of kindness can be so simple or complicated, time-consuming, or just passing a smile to somebody as you walk past. You know, there's so many different ways that you can just help others and cheer up others. And you know, when you cheer up others, you're going to be cheering up yourself too. So before I get into it too deeply today, because I have 50 different ideas that the author, I found this information online, of course. And so there's at least 50, of course, there's probably hundreds more of different things, but some suggestions. But I was just going to wait a second and just to see if anybody else is going to join us live on the show on the Blog Talk Radio platform for a minute. So in the meantime, we went to a concert last night, and it was so much fun. We have a centuries old, well, maybe not centuries old, but decades old, probably from the turn of the 19th century, opera house in North Tonawanda, which is the other side of Buffalo. We're on the south side of Buffalo, and it's a suburb to the north, which is right along the Erie Canal. It's really a very neat town, city. But they have the Riviera Theater, and they have on Friday nights, they have tribute bands. So these are bands that play other stars, as it were, music. And last night it was a cover band for the Doobie Brothers. They were so, the craftsmanship, the guitar work that these guys had, they were so much fun. The crowd was really into it. So that was really neat too, because the room was packed and everyone was just so excited. It was so much fun. But the skill level of these guys was just amazing. Some younger, some older. A couple of them, the bass player, had to be in his at least 70s, and he was phenomenal. But the, you know, just the guitar work, the singing, you know, obviously some of the songs you just are very, you know, familiar with the Doobie Brothers. But it was happen. It was so much fun. And we've gone to other shows. They have live acts also. And then they have the stars themselves, and then they have the tribute bands, which is quite an industry, apparently, you know, because they always have, you know, it's just really top-notch. We saw an ABBA, the Swedish group, Impersonators, a while back. We saw the Association, which were a band, and that was actually a couple of the original members back from the 70s. A lot of the bands, it seems, are from the 60s and 70s that are still playing. It's just an enjoyable evening. Ticket prices are very low, and it's just a wonderful venue. So, but I just thought I'd share that with you. But back to the Random Acts of Kindness. I love how the author of this wrote. She said, so if you're interested in kickstarting the ripple effect of positivity, here are some of the best ways that we've heard so far. And so think about things that maybe a random act of kindness that you received or one that you have given. I just remember, long, long, long time ago when we were first married, my husband was a JCPenney manager. And he was, JCPenney had been back then, this is in the early 70s, had been sued because they did not have enough female managers. So Ron was the last hired, so he got let go because he wasn't a female. They had to hire a female, even though he already had the job. So I just remember, before, and then of course he got another job pretty much right away. But in the meantime, we came home, and there was two bags of groceries on our doorstep. We have no idea who gave them to us, where they came from, but somebody knew that we were hurting a little. You know, we were down to one income, and somebody just did this wonderful random act of kindness for us. And I've never forgotten it. It had to be almost 50 years ago. But it was just one of those things, those random acts of kindness that just makes a difference. And so that's what we were talking about, the ripple effect of positivity. I like that. Some of the examples that are in this article: pay for coffee of the person behind you in line. If you go out for coffee, a coffee shop, I know we have the Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts around here, and I guess the other ones too. I don't drink coffee, so I don't think of that one. Leave a generous tip for a waiter or waitress. Compliment a stranger genuinely. Donate to a charity. Volunteer at a local shelter. I mean, some things is just a smile. Some things may take a little more time. Bake cookies for your neighbors. I know that my mom always loved to bake. And one of the reasons that she worked at Target 2 days a week for like 3 hours, but she loved doing it because she loved to bake. And so, and nobody was at home to eat all her baked goods. So she kept working just so she could bake and bring things to the store. So that was always funny. Offer to help an elderly neighbor with their groceries. We've done this a number of times if we were going to the store, especially during the winter. Call up a neighbor and say, hey, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? During a blizzard a year ago, the people across the street were able to get out of their driveway where we could not get out of our whole side of the street because only hit the opposite side of the street was plowed and our side wasn't. So he came over and said, hey, do you need groceries? And so he and my husband went to the grocery store. It was so wonderful of them. Just something, they were going anyways. They just checked in and the neighbor. I guess we were the elderly neighbors to be helped with our groceries in that case. Write a thank you note to a friend or a colleague. Give up your seat on the bus. Sometimes I haven't taken a bus for a number of years, but I used to take a bus to work downtown, every day. Plant a tree or flowers in a communal area. We do have not too far from us on Seneca Street, which is the main street that we're off of. There is a communal garden. That's something that might, help somebody. Hold the door open for somebody, which, of course, around here, everybody does that. We had Ron, because he just had his knee replaced just two weeks ago, and he is doing fantastic. The doctors and the physical therapists are just so happy with how well he's responded. And we went to that concert last night. We got a really good parking place. That helped. But then he had a walker that he's using right now just for stability. And all along, people held the door open and complimented on, because he said, two and a half weeks, with a new knee. So many people that were there have had the same operation. I guess we were the same age group that people are getting new knees. So that was hold the door open for somebody. Leave a positive review for a small business. This is something that really does help small businesses by leaving reviews. Donate blood. Send an encouraging text to a friend. I just remember during COVID, Ron went through his whole, he has so many contacts on his phone, and he went through just about all of them and left an encouraging text to friends and acquaintances, just touching base. So many people called us, or called him, I should say, and just thank you. And just by just reaching out in such a simple way, it was, because everyone was so housebound. Hold on just a moment. I usually have a frog in my throat in the morning, and then I had a glass of milk. So that's just compounding my my hoarse voice. So bear with me for just a moment. So let's see. We're up to here. Help somebody with a resume or job search. So if you know somebody that you could give some mentorship to, that's a great way of reaching out with acts of kindness. And maybe one of your child of one of your friends or a younger coworker that needs some help. Share your umbrella with a stranger. Leave a book in a public place for someone to find. But the entire book, I remember reading about somebody left a book on the plane and somebody picked it up. And they had didn't want to carry the book, apparently the person that left it, and so just tore out the last four pages because that's all they had to finish reading. So the person that picked up and started reading the book didn't have the last four pages of the book, which I thought was kind of comical, but but leave an entire book for somebody else if you're done with a book. Bring treats to work for your colleagues. Offer to babysit for a family member or a friend. Prepare a meal for a homeless person. Clean up litter in the park or on a beach. Donate used books to a library. Surprise a friend with their favorite snack. Offer to mow a neighbor's lawn or shovel their snow, as the case may be. Excuse me. Share your expertise or skills with someone who needs it. And your could be if somebody needs something typed up and you have the ability to do that. Or if you have a hobby or a craft that somebody else wants to learn how to do, you know, it could be something as simple as that. Tutoring a child with math homework. Pay a compliment to your boss or coworker. Leave a kind note in a library book. That's kind of neat. I've never thought of that one. Give away flowers to random people on the street. That could become good or bad. I'm not sure. Buy groceries for a struggling family. See, and that's what happened to us and how it's been almost 50 years, and I have never forgotten that. Share your lunch with someone who doesn't have one. Write letters to soldiers or hospital patients. My mom is in a nursing home. She's 96, and she's in a wonderful place, and she just, you know, as she keeps saying, oh, if I was home, I'd have to do these dishes. I'd have to cook these meals. So for the most part, she's very happy, and she understands that medically she just needs to be at the nursing home. But they get so many cards and gifts. It's just amazing. There's always Cub Scout troops and Girl Scout troops and church groups that send beautiful cards and little notes and little prayers. It's just so neat. Her, she's always, you know, she has this bulletin board with all of these cards on it. And I'm thinking, who's sending this card? And it's, you know, such and such, you know, Mrs. Smith's third grade class at, you know, whatever school. It's really heartening that the teachers are encouraging kids, first of all, to write and then to send it to a person that's either in the hospital or soldiers. You know, so that's really cool. Let's see, where am I on this list? Smile at everyone you see for a day. Well, I hope not just for a day. I hope you smile at everybody, because that's the simplest thing that you can do, a random act of kindness, is just by smiling and saying hello to somebody. You know, it's not hard. It's not giving blood. It's not going out, you know, out of your way. It's just really, you know, just being kind. let's see. Start a conversation with someone who looks lonely. When I used to take a bus to work, this is, you know, several years back, but it was funny how, because you saw the same people all the time, how you just strike up conversations with people. And just because you see them all the time, same with coworkers, just, you know, say, how are you? And actually listen and actually mean, how are you? Instead of just, how are you? And keep on walking, you know. So there's a difference there. Let's see here. Offer to run errands for an elderly person. We've talked about that. Donate gently used clothing to a shelter, which we do quite often. I have way, way, way too many clothes. And I have way, way, way too many clothes that aren't being used. So we just packed up a whole bunch. Teach a skill or a hobby to kids in your community. So that's a neat one. Bring in your neighbor's trash bins. It's funny. One time, I'm always running out and getting the trash bins. Our neighbor takes it out most of the time. I do sometimes also. But I'm almost always bringing them in. Although the one time, sometime last year, I looked and who is that woman? What is she doing with my trash bin? Trash barrel or whatever it's called, trash can. And she actually, maybe it was annoying her that it stayed out in front of our house too long, but she came and put it in our backyard. Let's see. Pay the toll for the car behind you. make a homemade gift for someone. Sponsor a child's education or extracurricular activity. I know that Ron has, for friends of ours, their children, he has done a magazine subscription of some sort. I'm not even sure what, but I remember them calling and thanking him. Walk a friend or neighbor's dog. Offer to take a photo for tourists. And that could be fun, too. We've done that. We just recently had a Valentine party that our church sponsored that Ron and I hosted with a great committee. We had a great time, but we were taking photos. In fact, I'm taking a bunch of photos to church with us this coming Sunday. I should have done it last Sunday. The party was Saturday night, and I just was not up to printing everything out for the next morning, so I'm doing it this week. But we took a lot of photos of people at the party, so we're going to bring them to church tomorrow. Let's see here. Recommend a friend's business or services. That's something that is really helpful for small business. Let's see here. And let's see, recommend a friend's business or services. Donate toys to a children's hospital. Leave a big tip for hotel housekeeping. That helps too. Share your meal with someone in need. Offer your seat on a crowded bus or train. And put a coin in an expired parking meter. And the last one on this list is leave a surprise note or small gift in someone's mailbox. I just remember hearing, like on May Day, on the 1st of May, of putting together little baskets of flowers and leaving them on people's doorknobs of their homes. That's a cute thing too. You know, everything doesn't have to be done on February 17th. These are things you can do, you know, throughout the year. So, but I thought these were just really interesting. Robert Louis Stevenson, the author, had written, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." And so that's something really, really, really to keep in mind. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. So if you sow a seed of kindness, it can last forever. It can inspire other people to do a random act of kindness. And if everyone just does a little, think of the ripple effect. I love how the author wrote that. Kickstart the ripple effect of positivity. So keep that in mind, everyone. With that, I'm going to close out for today. But have a wonderful, wonderful week and rest of the weekend. And don't forget Monday through Friday, noon to 1 Eastern time. There's different shows every day. And just the call-in number, just remember, is 714-816-4686. With that, I'm going to say have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we can't start that ripple effect of kindness in people's lives and in your life. Bye-bye.